all the jivas getting liberation at the end, whatever end is. Not like, I'm not saying that there will be end in the Prakriti, diversity, but those who become manifested, and like even with when Kalki comes, and I have heard that whomever he kills, he gets liberation because he's a. But we couldn't, that Vaitaji couldn't find any evidence for that. And and if everybody get liberated at the end.
So you're asking because Kalki, there's different things being, well, you're talking about different time frames here. One thing is there's Pralaya and Mahapralaya. And the other thing is the end of a yuga. Because Kalki comes at the end of Kali Yuga. And after he comes, then those he doesn't kill, they become the mothers and fathers of the first generation of Satyuga. So he doesn't kill everyone. He just kills the demoniac kings and others, I suppose. They're allies. But those that are remaining, the devoted type, they populate the world with the great future, the yogis of Satyuga. After the cycle of Kali is over, and Kalki comes, and then Satyuga begins. That's going on thousands and thousands of times, yuga cycles, long periods of time. And then there's the day of Brahma. And then there's the creation of the universe, the Manus, the Manvantaras, and then Brahma. So then there's the exhalation of Vishnu, and then inhalation. When he exhales, everything's manifest. When he inhales, everything's. And so when he inhales, all the jivas, they go inside of him. Then they come out again to carry on their karmas and get a new body. So if you're specifically asking about at the end of the universe or the end of manifestation, not everybody gets liberated. This is they go back. Those that have the adhikar, they get liberated. Those that don't, they go back into Vishnu. That's what I understand. And then, because then it talks about beings on other on higher. If you're talking about Earth planet, you're talking about higher planets like Tapalok, Janalok, Maharalok. Those higher planets and yogis, they say that the end of the day of Brahma, or at the end of the day of Brahma, I guess it says they get liberated or something. The higher beings, because they're already practically liberated to be up that high, so they get liberated. As far as human beings, they get liberated when they're if they're killed directly by Vishnu or Krishna or some Vishnu avatar, or by their perfection of their bhajan. I don't know that anybody. You're asking Kalki doesn't liberate everybody because what about the ones he doesn't kill?
But those who get killed, they get liberation.
I assume so. I can't cite the reference to say that, but in general, it says that only Vishnu. Well, it's one of the qualities of Vishnu that only Vishnu gives liberation to the demons that he kills. Vishnu means Ram and Vishnu avatars. So Kalki is a Vishnu avatar.
Because it's in Srimad Bhagavatam 1084, number 2 or 3, that Shukmuni explained that, the jivas come and by Krishna create everything, earth, water, and then there's by going through their desire and practicing their
their needs, they eventually get to the liberation. And he said, and Krishna is controlling that. It's actually, that's about the topic of like there is no free will. And so according to that, everybody, even just by doing normal living, they getting their liberation.
The question was from 10th canto. 84th chapter, verse 2 or 3, some discussion, which obviously I don't remember what it is exactly, but that all jivas eventually, by the will of the Lord, they get liberation. Well, the point about will of the Lord, that's certainly correct. Because he, Bhagavan Kohn, who gets touched by the Lord. But there's many things to put together, because you read Bhagavad Gita and Krishna says demoniac personalities, I cast them into demoniac species for time eternal. There's some Sanskrit verbs in the verses there about the demons. It says which implies that even in Krishna bhakti there's a concept of eternal damnation. It says I put them into demoniac wombs, life after life for eternity. They never see. So what? They're not getting liberated. So in one sense, the Bhagavad Gita seems to indicate that some demoniac and anti-God, let's say, demoniac or ungodly living beings, they get, by the Lord's arrangement, he throws them into hellish species life after life, lets them stay there forever. And when they get liberated, it doesn't say. It seems as though never. But then, you know, Mahaprabhu, Vasudev Dutt comes along and says, oh, Lord Chaitanya, I want to liberate everyone in the universe. And then you read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I believe it's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that the question is asked, that if Vasudev liberated everybody, if Lord Chaitanya, they say, when Lord Chaitanya came here, he liberated everybody in the universe. He said, if everybody, this is a variation of your question, if everyone in the universe is liberated, then what will happen? And it says that Krishna, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which I don't remember the verse, it says Krishna will create more jivas to fill up the universe. So how is it jivas are eternal, nitya? They never have a beginning or end. Jiva, jivatma is nitya. And there's no such thing as creation. Jiva is eternal, Krishna is eternal. But it's telling there that Krishna will create more jivas. So this is inconceivable. He'll create more jivas to fill up the empty universe, because everybody got liberated, so who's going to carry on the universe? So obviously, putting all these points together is a little complicated, and it escapes me. I don't have the sufficient knowledge or wisdom or perception, but I see lots of different ideas, and I can't seem to find one answer to this question about everybody getting liberated. As of course, it always comes back to the observer, the subjective view of, well, I don't know about everybody, but what about me? I don't know about everybody, but what about me? Everybody may be hungry, but am I hungry? I better fill my belly first and then try to fill other people's bellies if I have the capacity, if I can. So we know that we're not liberated, and that we would like to be with Krishna and Radharani, and if they favor us, then we may be with them. We may get liberated by the touch of their mercy. Parama Karuna Pahandu Ijana Nitai Guru Chandra. Was it Sri? What is that? Well, there's one. Doya Moy, Kripa Doya Moy. Jagat Samsara. You know that song? It goes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Koro More, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu, Jagat Samsara. So Jagat Samsara. You know, without the mercy, doya, without the compassion and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, doya koramoy. You know, you're my only hope. Your doya, your kindness, is the only thing that'll free this universe and free me from samsara. So we don't really worry about all the jivas, whether they're getting liberated. There's obviously an answer to that question, which is not with me. But we know that we have to take shelter of Gaur Nitai, then the impossible becomes possible. A blind man can see the stars in the sky, and a dumb man can recite poetry, and a man with no legs can cross over mountains. By remembering Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga, there is no other hope for us. Jai Guru.